We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before I begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday, and I love it because it's Labor Day weekend just around the corner. Good morning. We're Edgar. This is Brian.
What's happening?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Chelsea went on a date last night. Later on in the show, you'll get an update on that. Let me just say, though, she's extra smiley this morning.
She's like in a way better mood than her rest of this week.
Really?
Thank you, Brian.
Well, like, it's like you're finally awake this week. Maybe it could be the cold medication finally coming off.
But if the date went well, wouldn't it be that I would be maybe not as awake?
I don't even think you've gone to bed yet.
Because I'm tired.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm tired, she said. Good morning, Alex D on social media.
What up?
She sounds tired. Hit her up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. Good morning, Tamara. She's on our phone lines at 877-971-HITS. You can call or text her. Good morning, producer Brad.
Hey.
He's always tired because he has a 4-year-old now, right?
4 years old.
Wow.
Declan. What's up, DJ Majestic?
What's up, yeah?
I was like, what am I going to call you, bro? I just saw you last night.
I know.
Good times, man. Guys, maybe you guys can give us some advice on this situation, especially Chelsea, because you work out a lot. Brian, you've been on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an important, athletic event this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I just started running yesterday.
That's bad.
Will I be in shape by this Sunday?
Nah.
Nope.
There's no way.
Sure won't.
Should I not even try?
Well, no, you should try because you're at danger of just like tearing something a grown man can't just recover from in 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing that happens when you hit your 30s. You're almost exercising to make sure that you don't do the thing where you stand up briskly one time and tear your ACL or your Achilles tendon.
Right.
So, I mean, you're going to be sucking wind, but you just want to make sure that you don't have an injury.
Yeah. You should do yoga. So you're all stretched out.
Yeah. Okay. So stop the running. So, because Sunday, this is going to be really cool. And by the way, if you want to go to this event, I got 4 tickets for you. But Sunday, it's a charity soccer game going down at the new stadium where LAFC plays, right next to the LA Coliseum. So it's going to be with vintage, legendary Chivas and America soccer players, right? They're retired now. And since I'm a Chivas fan, I'm going to play with the Chivas players versus America players, right? And it's a charity event for kids from nonprofit organizations all around the LA area. And I'm going to be playing against these dudes, and they're retired. They don't care about their career anymore, so they're going to come in hard. You know what I'm saying?
And they just, you never lose that competitive spirit.
Yes, yeah. Like, exactly.
That's why I quit playing basketball, because every time I'd play, like, I'd take it too serious, and other guys would too, and the next thing you know, you're, like, almost fighting someone at an LA Fitness. Like,
exactly. You were telling me yesterday, bro, at dinner, you got taken out by some dude one time in one of those leagues?
I was playing in one of those, like, LA, like, show business leagues where there's, like, a bunch of, like, singers and, like, all sorts of random people. It was, like, 5 years ago. And I went out. I just went to lay a ball in, and some dude who like was a stunt double in 300, so this monster just like didn't even try to make a play on the ball. He just like shoved me and like fell down. I just fell on the court laughing. I was like, that really wasn't even an attempted defense.
Yeah, it's wild, man. So if you want to go to that Sunday's game and check me out, in my mind, I'm gonna be running really fast, but it's probably gonna look like I'm running with the emergency brake on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm like towing like something.
Someone's like, something's burning. What is that burning smell?
Hit the B button, bro. Hit the B button. Nintendo style. 877-971 hits the number to call. I got 4 tickets for you to go with the family to that game on Sunday. It's gonna be good. How was your comedy show, Brian, last night?
It was fantastic, man. The Improv is that they're really building something cool down there. The new venue is amazing, and I just love a lot of these like towns like Brea and stuff where they realize that people still want to have a good time, but you can't just drive to Los Angeles.
It's right.
Like, you look. Sometimes I look at a map and I'm like, man, I gotta pack a lunch for this drive.
Well, here's the thing, bro. When I used to live out here, growing up out here, especially when I moved out to the IE, I rarely ever came to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. You know what I'm saying? If like if you don't need to, you really don't come. So it's cool that there's more spots throughout. I mean, the Improv right next to Ontario Mills is popping always, right?
Yeah, and again, that you could take an airplane from the Brea Improv to the Ontario Improv to the like you could. They're so far apart from each other.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Happy day before Friday. So if you're planning to peace out of town, drive away somewhere for Labor Day weekend, Guess when is the worst time for you to leave town to try to get out of SoCal, driving-wise?
Talk about on a Friday or just in general?
Just going out into Labor Day weekend, when is the worst time?
I think people are peacing out a little bit early. I don't know, man. I think everyone tries to outthink this, and then if everyone thinks in the same way, then you're stuck again. Right? Like, everyone thinks, like, oh, I'll either go early or I'll go late. And then I think the best time to leave is, like, 5 o'clock, because that's when no one's around. But I think like, 7 p.m.
What day?
Friday.
Okay, got it. Tomorrow.
I think you're kind of screwed either way, no matter what.
You're done.
Like, just, it doesn't matter.
You should have left Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, this week. All right, so this is interesting, guys. The worst time to leave SoCal to try to get out of town is today at noon.
Really?
Interesting.
Isn't that wild? And it probably goes back to what you're saying, Brian. Like, everybody's like, yo, I'm not going to leave Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave on Thursday. Yep. Watch. And then here you go, all stuck in traffic.
It's like my hometown, Whidbey Island. There's a ferry boat. You have to take a ferry boat to get there. It's the biggest pain in the ass ever because it's expensive and it takes time. But they'll have a line. Some days it's like 4 or 5 hours long.
Right.
So it's the same thing will happen then where you're like, oh, if I get down there at like 6 a.m., there's going to be no one there. You get down there at 6 a.m., you have a 5-hour line then to get on the boat. And then if you get there like during rush hour, everyone's already sat in the lot all day long. So you just breeze right on.
Yeah, that's dope, man. I like being on a boat, though.
No, you do not like being on this boat. It's like
Why
a car.
Not, Brian?
It's a car boat because you're stuck, man. I hated the ferry boat when I was a kid. Like now, it's interesting. I'm gonna take my girlfriend on it for the first time tomorrow, and she'll be like, "Oh, neat!" for like 5 seconds. But it's not like a yacht. It's like a 200 car boat that just makes a lot of noise and it's got nothing on it to do.
And you need Dramamine for sure, something to ease seasickness.
It's always funny when it is rocky because it's only like it's a 20-minute ride, so it's really not that far. But it's always funny when there's a big storm up in the Puget Sound up in the Seattle area and the boat's like knocking and you see people like wobbling as they're trying to walk around and stuff.
I can only do pontoon boats. That's it, like on a lake. We were in Cancun one of these days with my wife and I. We took a vacation out there and, you know, they take you out on a boat to go snorkeling or whatnot. So you're with there with other people, families, etc. Legit jumped into the water and then this vintage dude, probably like 85 years old, stayed behind because he's like, no, I'm all right. I'm just going to stay here. And then the people in charge of the boat are like, that's probably a good idea, sir. Thank you very much. So we go in. 2 minutes in, I felt like I needed to feed the fish. I was going to yak. And I tell the guy, I was like, yo, take me back, take me back. So I was the only person out of the entire like snorkeling tour just chilling there with the 85-year-old vintage dude. Just him and I just trying not to yak the entire time. And they're like, oh, drink a Coca-Cola. It's good for you. They gave me a Coke. And it was like room temperature. And I was like,
this makes it even worse.
It's even worse. So I'm not that good at like out in the ocean at all.
That makes so much sense because I feel like a month ago I came to you guys and was like, okay, let's get a boat. Let's go to the marina and have like a team bonding thing with the radio show. And I brought it up once and Edgar was like, yeah, cool. And you've never said anything about it since. So it makes so much sense now.
It's a pontoon boat, I'm down.
Yeah, blame the boat. Let's rent Sea-Doos. Those things are
fun.
Oh, hell yeah. In San Pedro or Long Beach? Where'd you rent one?
I rented one, I believe, down in Newport Beach once.
Yeah.
And then you go through like the little marinas and stuff, and it's all, you're supposed to keep like the wake real slow and stuff. Then you get out on the ocean and whoa! Like those waves are bigger than they look out there, man. Just like rolling. And then if you fall off the back, you have this moment of panic.
Yeah.
Because you can't see, like, if it's real wavy, like it just disappears. And you're like, oh my God, I feel like Tom Hanks in Castaway right now.
For sure, man. Last note, this is pretty cool, guys. So Los Angeles Street is going to be named after former President Barack Obama.
Oh, that's
pretty cool right there.
Downtown?
So, actually, it's going to be, I'll tell you right now, Mayor Eric Garcetti tweeted yesterday, actually, that 3.5 miles is what he's going to get. Rodeo Road in Southwest LA will be renamed Obama Boulevard. The street runs from near the Culver City border east to Mid-City. So it's not like the fancy Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
In Beverly Hills, just FYI on that.
That wouldn't be Obama's style, man.
Right?
You can't name Rodeo Drive after Obama. Obama's not the kind of guy who goes to a city and is like, where's the Chanel store? Where is it? We need to get there immediately.
We don't know how fancy he is. He might be wearing his little Gucci
slippers.
He's
a man of the people.
I don't know.
He might be wearing some slippers like Kanye West, you know, just half the size of his foot. You never know.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
DJ Khaled is now the best at something other than music.
Yelling that he's the best?
Well, that potentially also something else. You'll find out in the Chelsea Report, the We the Best Report, actually.
Ooh.
6:45 a.m.
We the Best Report.
That's right.
I doubt what? That it's returning the favor to his wife, right? Because he's.
No.
I hope that's changed because he got called out for that. not returning the favor.
I feel like his ego would get in the way, and he'd be like, I'm going to be the best at this too now, because everyone's talking smack on me, you know?
Potentially.
I mean, we'd never know, and, you know. But
oh, we'd know. He would yell it out. There would be an Instagram story of that.
Right, actually.
Guess what, y'all? I'm the best.
Another one.
At returning the favor to my wife.
And another one.
His wife comes out, shut up. The baby's asleep.
Just like that.
Oh, such a
beautiful. Chill, man. Chill.
Sorry about that.
So DJ Khaled is now in the furniture business.
You're a genius.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that's him talking into a mirror.
Exactly.
No kidding.
He's launching a new luxury furniture line called, you know what, actually, I'll give you guys two guesses on what it's called. Brian, you go first.
Oh, we the best furniture.
That's what I was going to say.
Yep. You sure got it right.
Best. Either that or another one.
Yes.
Furniture store. Yes.
Get another couch.
It's We the Best Home. Is what it's called, and he says the furniture is an extension of himself, and he's been involved in every aspect of the creative design process. He says he's giving fans, and I quote, a piece of Khaled in every item.
That's
so there you go.
Another one.
And if you follow him on social media, you've seen his house. It's very, very much the same as kind of what he has in his house. Very over the top.
Oh, cool.
Hollywood vibe. Golden lion statues.
Jeez.
Normal. Golden couches and an actual throne is what he's selling in his line. So I don't know about the price point, but I'm sure it's not going to be cheap.
It's going to be pricey. I hope they're just beanbag chairs of his face.
Oh, you can just sit on his face. Is that what you want to do, Brian?
Whatever. I don't care. I just say, I don't think he really cares what it is. Oh, he didn't sit on anyone else's face anyway. But anyway, never mind.
Another topic.
No, I just think he loves to brand himself. So, you know, there we go.
I'm
there
sure.
It is. Way
right.
to make it awkward, Edgar.
Bro,
never give up.
It's a beanbag.
Never give up.
What are you doing on a beanbag?
Chill. You sit on it.
Okay. So anyways, Ariana Grande.
Weird.
This is cool. Ariana Grande has been added to the list of performers at Aretha Franklin's funeral, which is tomorrow in Detroit. You believe God is the one. Apparently, Aretha's family reached out to Ari after seeing her tribute on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, which she actually did. She performed it the day Aretha passed away, and it was kind of like a last-minute performance, and it was incredible, and I actually want to play a little bit for it just because it was so good. You make me feel so alive. Mm. The show make me feel you make me feel like a natural woman. There you go.
I think that's what probably we were all expecting, something like that at the VMAs. You know what I'm saying? Some type of performance to be able to honor the queen.
You mean not Madonna talking about herself for 4 minutes?
Exactly, bro. We the best.
She joins the already legendary list of performers that are going to be performing at Aretha's funeral, including Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, Faith Hill, Shirley Caesar, Chaka Khan, Yolanda Adams, Marvin Sapp, and Vanessa Bell Armstrong. So quite the lineup there. And it goes down, like I said, tomorrow in Detroit. So it's a private service. I heard that you can actually stream it live, though, and I was trying to find online where that is. So I'm going to keep looking, and I'll post it on our social media once I find that. But I'm pretty sure you can watch it. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So
we'll keep you updated on that. Thank you so much, Chelsea, for the report today. Make sure you download the free app, radio.com, so you can take us wherever you go and favorite 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Happy day before Friday, Labor Day just around the corner. I feel like tomorrow, Friday going to Labor Day weekend, and any 3-day weekend you're about to go to, you kind of feel like it's your senior year, last day of school.
Ooh, all right, you're mailing it in for sure.
You're just so stoked. That's why I think just employers should just give Fridays off before a 3-day weekend. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, nobody's going to do anything.
It's like
so true.
The number of fantasy football drafts going down tomorrow that during too. The workplace.
Oh, yeah.
I think I had when I worked for my uncle down in Irvine, I believe he told me that once. I was commuting from Chino down to Irvine, which is just an awful drive in
the
morning.
Sorry to hear about that,
And I think one time before a 3-day weekend, he just goes, just stay home. You're not going to do anything here anyway. And I was like, well, I was going to go get lunch with Grandpa.
Grandpa.
That is so sweet.
Grandpa.
Grandpa. All right, coming up next at 7:15, we got your Amp Mini Mix with DJ Majestic. Also, your chance to win 4 tickets to go to El Super Clasico soccer game, Chivas versus America. Get ready to win that. But first, coming up in 3 more minutes, crazy story, man. Homeless, listen to this, all right? A homeless Samaritan is suing a couple who raised funds to help him out. What? And when you listen to this headline, you definitely have an acute me moment. Like, what? Homeless Samaritan is suing a couple who raised funds to help him out. You kind of go like, acute me? Brian's got more details on this. Real controversial story, bro.
It's a crazy story. So it's rare that I read a story and I go from like one side of it to the other side of it.
Same.
Back to the other side. I can't ethically figure out, you know, who I think is in the wrong and how I... And then I think to myself, how would I handle this?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what happened was a homeless man named John Bobbitt, this is like last year in the wintertime before the holidays, he gave his last $20 in cash to a couple named Mark and Katie D'Amico. And he gave them the last $20, so they ran out of gas on the border of Philadelphia and Jersey. And they were able to go get gas and drive home. And she was like, I'm going to find this man, and I'm going to go pay him back. So the next day, she goes back, finds him. They take photos together and stuff. And then she thinks to herself, hey, I'm going to start a GoFundMe for this guy.
Great idea. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's an angel. He really helped us. He stepped in. We had no money. We'd been stuck. It was freezing. We'd been in our car. So she starts a GoFundMe, and she's thinking to herself, hey, I'll get this guy like $10,000. That's my goal. That could really help him like get a fresh start mm-hmm. in life. And this man's John Bobbitt is a homeless veteran, and he's right. just such a nice guy. So they start this GoFundMe, and 14,000 people donate, and they get up to right around $403,000.
$403,000.
That is impressive.
$1,000.
Right? So that's almost $500,000 for this man.
Nuts.
So then the story goes crazy viral because, you know, they're on the right. Today Show, all these mm-hmm. things, and this family would then let John Bobbitt, like, come in, and he would use their shower and stuff, and they were trying to, like, really work with him to get him off the streets mm-hmm. and stuff. So then here's where it gets murky.
Yeah.
They have not released all the money to this individual. And he is claiming that they've spent some of the money that was raised for him on trips all over, like to Vegas, to the Grand Canyon, that they bought a brand new BMW with it.
So misuse of funds.
That's right.
That they were fundraising to give to him.
Yes.
Okay.
And
but that's not proven either, because they haven't released the history of... where the money's gone, right?
Right, and it's a little unclear, too, there, because the husband, Mark, says that he spent $500 of it gambling but put it back.
Whoa.
They claim there's over $150,000 left. Then they're also saying, at one point, we gave him $25,000 as a lump sum, we got him a trailer, and then he had $25,000 in cash, so he was off the street. He is off the streets currently. And he gave a bunch of that money to his family, which it's his money, do what you want with it, right? Mm-hmm. But then they also claim he's buying drugs. And now they're nervous that if they give him all this cash, like as a lump sum payout, it's gonna make his life worse. He's gonna be using drugs. Mm-hmm. He's gonna misuse everything. He's gonna be back on the streets, right? So part of me is on the side where I'm like, I understand why you wouldn't want to give someone who's got homeless and addiction problems all this lump sum of cash. Yeah. But the other part of it's like, it's his money now. You raised it in his name, and are you in fact stealing it?
To me, it's super clear. You did a fundraiser for somebody for a cause. People bought into that cause.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to release all that money for that cause. Or else you just duped 14,000 people right. that donated for this cause.
To vacations and whatnot.
Yeah.
Listen, even if they didn't do the vacations and all that, they can't withhold that
right.
money.
Mm-hmm.
You trick people. That's legit tricking people into saying, hey, let's help this man out. Okay, I helped him. Now you're not going to give him the money. Listen, whatever he does with that money
is his life.
Is his mm-hmm. life. Unfortunately, you can't get involved in that situation.
Yeah. It's tough because if he is an addict and if he is using drugs, which we don't know if that's true, but
you're claiming it, yeah.
I can understand where they're coming from. If that's the case, where it's like handing an addict a loaded gun, you know, mm-hmm. like you're giving them all this money, and that would be a lot of responsibility, though, to have on their shoulders, if that is true. And we yeah. don't know that for sure, but that's where I kind of feel unsure about
what's happening now in the lawsuit. Is they're being sued for $403,000 and also damages for Mr. Bobbitt and like legal fees and all that stuff. But also in the lawsuit is stated what should have happened from the beginning when you raise almost right. $500,000. You get a case manager
mm-hmm.
and you right. like, this is money, a guardian ad litem to make sure that he is, you know, bettering himself. You don't just hand all this money to him. So that if the lawsuit goes, it goes to court on Tuesday after Labor Day. So
yeah, we'll keep you updated on where this goes. But you know what? How is this important to you? A lot of you have amazing hearts. I've seen a lot of our listeners do GoFundMe pages for different families, different causes, and it's just be careful, you know, mm-hmm. with when you do something like this, to be clear with both the donors and the people that are going to get the money on how it's going to go down.
There's a lot of responsibility that comes with fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Happy day before Friday. Getting you ready to party for Labor Day weekend, familia. You're going to be commercial free on Labor Day right here on 97.1 AMP Radio. Right about now, though, your chance to win 4 tickets to witness El Super Clásico soccer game. Chivas versus America going down next Sunday, September 7th at the LA Coliseum. Caller 9, you win. 877-971-HITS. Make sure you say what's up to me. I want to meet you. I'll be the Mexican guy, 5'7", wearing a Chivas jersey.
Nail that one.
You'll find me easily. 97.1 AMP Radio. You're in the AMP Mini Mix with DJ Majestic. Tony from LA, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tony, you're caller 9, bro. You're going to El Super Clásico Chivas Americano.
All right, red.
What's your team, bro?
Chivas.
Yes. Yes.
Arribas las Chivas.
Yes, Chelsea.
Am I going to be the only America fan in the whole place, man?
What's your chant?
Team America.
That sounded very American. Tony, thank you for listening to us, bro. Arribas las Chivas, and we'll see you at the game, all
right? Right on, brother. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
And I want to get into this message that we got on Facebook yesterday from one of our listeners. And it just goes to say, man, like, one of our favorite things to do here is to obviously interact with you when we get to meet you in person, or when we get to give away really cool prizes, because a lot of times we don't know what's going on deep in your life, that how a prize, whether it be to a theme park or a back-to-school shopping spree, can totally bless you and be like the perfect timing for whatever you're going through right now, right? Yeah. And this message we got yesterday, yeah, Brian?
Oh, I said it's always just an added bonus to know that. Because we're going to give away stuff anyway. We talk to people and have a good time. It's kind of like what the vibe we want to create is one where people tune in and have a blast, right? On their way to whatever job they got. It's a little vacation in your car. But it is nice. It's nice when it goes to people who are like really want, like need, not maybe not need, but it adds their life. There's nothing worse than someone who's like, did I win something? And you're like, come on, man. What did I win? Nothing.
And we appreciate all of you listening, actually. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. But don't stop listening.
But
listen, show some appreciation.
I wanted to share this message, man. It made me tear up a little bit because it was just so special, man. Awesome Facebook message from our listener, Luz from LA. She has 5 kids, and her kids beat Brian yesterday in the game, Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids, the kids' trivia game.
I mean, they pretty much called me a perpetual loser. That was their only rationale for why they're going to beat me is because, quote, he always loses.
Exactly. So they won the tickets for their entire family. We gave them 7 tickets, even though we're only supposed to give out 4. And producer Brad almost had a cow.
Yeah. But the look on his face is priceless. He was panic mode.
Reached out to our Chivas connection for the soccer game, and they hooked it up. Her kids are huge Chivas fans. Anyways. They won the Chivas versus America soccer game tickets yesterday, right? And this is her message. It says, hi, Edgar. Wanted to thank you, Brian, and Chelsea this morning. We won 7 tickets to the Chivas game. I hope you remember our family. We were actually at your guys' listener carne asada party. Gabby, my daughter, was 15. You had a special tribute for her because I told you we weren't able to have a quinceañera because my mom was battling with cancer. Thank God she's a survivor and won the battle. Mm. And then she said, a few days ago, my kids saw the advertising for the Chivas game here in LA. So I promised my kids we would go. Unfortunately, both of our car's batteries just got stolen. Mm. And with the end of the month bills stacking up, the game seemed to be far from being something I could do. My boys had so much faith in you guys, though. Uh-huh. They said, Mom, don't worry. We will beat Brian for the tickets.
Yes.
Wow.
So cute.
And they sure did. Aww. We called in and got through. Thanks to you guys. You guys are awesome. Y claro, adios, gracias a Dios. Como dice mi mamá, Dios aprieta, pero no ahorca. She says, like my mom always tells me, you know, you may be going through some tough times, but God will always get you through. Mm-hmm. You know? It says, I truly hope God continues to bless all three of you guys forever and ever.
Wow. That's touching. And thank you to them for being with us since the beginning. Because, you know, we got on air and we're kind of like, well, we hope people listen. And the fact that they've been there since the beginning, they were at our first party where we were like, we don't know if anyone's going to show up. And they came, like, that means so much to us, you know?
I'm just hoping God blesses me with a win against these kids sometimes, man. Are you serious? Come on.
Come on. Wanted to share that message because I truly believe that all of us together, you listening, wherever you're at right now, us being here, we truly see you as family, and we're just grateful that you allow us to be a part of your daily morning. And you can take us anywhere on a free app called radio.com.
Get that
favorite
pitch.
97.1 AMP Radio, and just take us wherever you go. For to go or?
For to stay.
Anytime.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Good morning. We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Yes, this is Martin Garrix in the background. And you could be at his concert because we're throwing an epic Amp at End of Summer Bash with Martin Garrix at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this Monday, Labor Day. So that way your Instagram can also be straight up fire this Labor Day weekend. Don't feel bad. You're stressing out like, oh my God, all my friends are going to have these epic pictures of them partying. And I had nothing.
It's kind of like Coachella Reloaded, but just a little taste. You're driving out. Driving out towards Palm Springs. Yeah. You're gonna see, you can dance. You're going to have the next, like, you have an excuse to take Tuesday off.
Hell
as well
now. Okay. Absolutely. So we got tickets, four passes for you coming up at 7:50. And then right before that, so my boy Brian, I'm really proud of you, Doc. You've been having a lot of success being a good boyfriend.
I'm learning, man.
You say yourself you're a reformed a-hole.
I'm proud of that.
When reformed. It comes to relationships. And you figured out many things. One of them being relationship hazard insurance. We'll get into that a little bit later. But Brian has this new nugget of wisdom for you coming up next. How to allegedly never, ever get into another argument with your significant other.
Not only that, Edgar, but I have mastered the art, and I'm going to share it with all the fellas out there and the ladies. I
was
going to
say,
just
go both ways, yeah.
It may. I don't know. I can only speak from the male perspective, but it's good for everybody. Not only will you not get an argument, if you do, you will turn arguments into positives.
Wait, what?
Wait That's a right. minute.
I'm doubling down. You will take any argument you've ever been in when your significant other brings something to you in a confrontational way, and you'll flip that around, and you'll make it a weapon.
This sounds not like an infomercial. Buy Brian's book for it, right? All right, cool. So coming up next, we'll hear that advice. Maybe Juan from Upland needs it. This is what he thinks will help him. He just texted in and said, hey, man, can you send a shout out to my lady?
Ooh.
Yes. So special shout out to Juan's lady. And she says she loves you very much. I'm trying to look for
her name.
I'm failing big time.
Oh, God.
I was like, there's a million Juans out there. And all their ladies are like, oh, my gosh, Juan does love me. Give me a second. All right, I'm going to find you. Her name is Maribel.
Okay, there we go.
There we go. Juan and Maribel. There's probably a million of those couples too.
Maribel, Juan loves you very much, and in other words, just please forgive him for whatever he did.
Yeah, whatever.
He didn't text that, but I think he did.
Listen in, Juan. I've got a strategy for you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And remember, if you're looking for an excuse to hook up with your ex, you can do it only on Throwback Thursday.
I will never agree to that. It's always a bad idea,
Chelsea. Right now you're saying that because you just went out on a date with some new guy yesterday. So you're like, there's no need for an ex hookup.
I feel like if you're going to hook up with an ex, do it on Fridays because you need like a Saturday off to like process your regret.
And it's also a flashback. You can blame it on a flashback right. Friday. So you're good to go either way. Speaking about relationships, my boy Brian, really proud of you, bro. He's in a relationship, long distance relationship. Those are tough.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica's out in Atlanta. She's amazing. I think she's the one for sure. And you're reformed, a-ho. You said it yourself. But you figure out a couple things and some really good relationship advice. And before we get into your new one, if you missed the last one, it's relationship hazard insurance. And the way that works is basically, if you have a weekend coming up, let's say you're a dude, you have a weekend coming up, right. You know you're going to go out with the guys on Saturday night.
You see some potential landmines in the relationship, some moments of potential friction.
You know you're probably going to get in trouble some way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? What you do is, and what Brian does, he gets relationship hazard insurance. What is that, you may ask? He buys his girlfriend a present and gives it to her before the weekend. And she's like, what is this for? Brian says, just cuz.
Just for being you.
Oh, my gosh. I will.
So she gets into a really good mood. And yeah. There's no way she's going to be mad at you for whatever you do that
it's
weekend.
It's a preemptive strike.
But now, my boy Brian has come across the golden nugget, the golden ticket, ladies and gentlemen. How to never, ever, 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 ever get into an argument. With your significant other.
That's right. You turn potential negatives into a force that makes you stronger and you benefit from it. So here's the thing I've learned. Took me 30 plus years, but I've learned this. When your significant other, now I'm going to speak from the male perspective, this may work for you ladies too.
Okay.
When they bring you something, like something that stresses them out,
yeah.
Like a woman bring, like my girlfriend will bring something to me, right? Like some complaint about somebody at work, something that's happening to them. She doesn't want me to fix that problem.
That's a big error that us
dudes make. No, she does not. Okay. She does not want me to fix that problem. She wants me to get on board. Mm-hmm. Like, so what happens is a lot of us guys, when we're fixers. A lot of us can be fixers and somebody brings something to you and you're like, listen, here's the problem. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think. Boom, boom, boom. But here's the thing. You don't need to, that's not your fight. You don't need to fight that fight.
Absolutely not.
That's someone at work's bomb. You don't need to get in the way of that. So like, don't lay on the train tracks. What you do, because she's not going to listen to you anyway right now. She's mad. She's like upset about something. Yeah, sure. A few days from now, she'll think about it, and she'll think the same things that you think, but she needs a minute to cool down. Here's where the trick comes, fellas. Don't get in the way of that bullet. Turn it around and make it a positive for you. You pile on whoever she's pissed off at.
Yes.
You just become an argument hype man, and you fire her up. That's what you do, right? So, for example, my girlfriend will come to me and be like, you're never going to believe what Michelle did. I'm like, oh, Michelle? No. She's like, you bet. And then she tells me, I'm like, I can't believe that.
Yes.
Sure, I could tell her like, hey, maybe Michelle's having a rough day, maybe this, but then I sound like I'm on Michelle's side.
Oh,
I don't care about Michelle. I give a rat's ass about Michelle. True. I care about me. So then I turn around and I'm like a tag team wrestler with her.
Yes.
And I'm like, and I'm just firing her up. I'm like, oh, snap, really? Michelle did that? You know what we're going to do? You know what? Let's go do something. Like, let's get even with Michelle. You know what? Do this. Next time she's at work, log out of her computer. Change her passwords.
Hell yeah.
Like, I'm now, like, telling her, you know what? Let's get Michelle. Boo, Michelle. So then, now she's looking at me like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Communication. You're on my side.
Yes.
Guess what? I don't care about any of that. I wasn't even really listening to the argument.
Brian, see, that's where you can't admit that.
No, I'm admitting it to you. That's the dirty secret.
Also, people that are listening. So everyone, and she might be listening.
But also, here's the beauty.
And I might tell her.
No, she doesn't really want me to listen anyway. She just wants me to be on her side. So the details don't matter. It's a you get them, babe. Yeah. I'm on your team. And then I turn her around and shove her off into the world to go fight with other people.
Yes.
Just be careful, because we can also tell when you're not really listening and you don't really care.
That's what you think. But when you have something you're bringing to the table that's frustrating you, your own rage and your own stubbornness is all in your own head, and I don't gotta be in the way of that.
Brian's like, Chelsea, I've been tricking you for the last 6 months that we've been on air.
Right. Every time I don't want to get in a fight with you, I'm like, damn right, Chelsea, you're. And then people are like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't know, I was on Twitter. So fellas, do not get in the way of arguments you don't need to be in.
No.
You turn that into a tag team situation, and then you just throw life in a chokehold, and you get some action too on the back end.
Real passion too, because she's fired up about Michelle.
Oh yeah, it's team sex.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Yes, we know, we hear you. The dating struggle is real here in SoCal. And our little sis Chelsea knows firsthand. Mm-hmm. Been single for the last 2 years by choice, because the struggle's been real trying to find a good dude. But then she dropped this bomb on us yesterday around this time. Check this out.
You guys, I'm going on a date with Serendipity tonight.
Whoa!
Absolutely amazing.
So dramatic.
I know, I love it.
Not dramatic at all. Not extra at all. So giving you a little bit of context, if you haven't been following Chelsea's love telenovela.
Dos hombres, una Chelsea.
That's two dudes, one Chelsea.
For 97.1 Amp Radio.
For 97.1 Amp Radio.
Thank you. So, there's two dudes in the running, right? There's Abercrombie, a.k.a. Frosted Flakes, because he's flaked on her 3 times. Mm-hmm. They finally went on a date last Wednesday on the beach, wine, etc. And you're basically over it. That guy's out of the picture.
Yeah, we just didn't have chemistry.
Especially once he told her, hey, I love bird watching.
Yeah.
And my parents got me a special camera for birds.
I do like someone who's passionate about something, you know?
What, watching a seagull through binoculars?
Respect.
So now he's alone, bird watching.
Oh.
And then, so we have that guy. That guy's out of the picture. So actually, it's just un hombre, una Chelsea.
That's one guy. One Chelsea.
His name is Mr. Serendipity. And this match was made by our favorite barista, Mama Bean, who works next door to us at Coffee Bean. She spotted him, said, yo, you need to meet Chelsea. And it went down. You guys went on a date last night.
Yep.
He is a writer for Yahoo.
Last writer for Yahoo.
That is correct. Chelsea, how did it go with Mr. Serendipity last night? Because you said he was lagging with the texting initiative and all that stuff.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I mean, no matter what, dates can be awkward, okay? And obviously the way we were set up was especially awkward. You know, it was just the way we took a selfie on our first meeting, thanks to you, Edgar.
It was more of a groupie than a selfie. Yeah.
We ran into him at Coffee Bean at the same time, and I interviewed him and asked him if he was down to hang out with Chelsea. He said yes.
He said, yeah.
But, you know, I was open-minded. I went into it.
So bad.
I went into it with an open heart. I was open-minded. He was really sweet, you guys. He was a total gentleman.
Quick question. Where did you guys go?
We went to La Brea Brewery. It's actually a new place. We should go there right down the street from here. Really cool new spot. Really enjoyed the environment. So he was super sweet. Like I said, he was a gentleman. I think, you know, just sort of how our text messages were a little slow, I kind of felt like the conversation, especially in the beginning, was a little bit slow. I'm a talker, so like I like to talk, but I also feel like I need someone who challenges me a little bit. And
right.
So, you know, because I can't carry the conversation, you know, it's the end of the day. I'm
tired. Do you think
he
was nervous because he thinks maybe this whole thing is not real and it's a radio bit, but it actually is real?
The first day you guys met, you recorded him and then we played it on the radio. That's, I mean, if I were him, I'd kind of be nervous. Is Chelsea wearing a wire? I ain't saying nothing.
And that's the thing. So I definitely could tell he was a little, I don't know. I don't know if he was nervous. It felt like he was a little bit nervous, but also I didn't know if he was really into me because the conversation felt a little bit more like it was just sort of a friendship, which is fine, which is how, I mean, a lot of relationships might start out.
How could you tell he was nervous? Was he stuttering a lot? Were you noticing something in his body?
Like panicking?
He was a little sweaty. But, you know, I probably was too.
Like how?
Like an armpit.
Did you say an armpit? Like just one?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Anyways,
what happened to the other one?
No, so.
Wait, hold up. Only one armpit was sweating?
Wow. One armpit.
I did notice that.
Sobaco.
I did notice that. No, but I think what it was is we had it ended up warming up and we had a good conversation and it was great, but I don't know. I just felt like I wanted a little bit more from him.
The guy just kind of was it was a flop.
Yeah, I felt like that there wasn't that romantic chemistry there. And like I said, I don't know if he was into me. Maybe that's what it was. You know, I did wash my hair yesterday. I felt like I had cute red shoes on.
Well, there
but
you
I
go.
Don't know. I just don't know if I've
clearly what I'm
there.
Taking about what I'm taking from this is there's no chemistry.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
And listen,
sorry,
sometimes
guys.
That happens. And unfortunately, guys, this brings this telenovela to an end. Because now it's
now what?
No hombres. Y una Chelsea.
That's absolutely no, guys. And just a Chelsea.
You know what? But I feel good. Going into Labor Day weekend. It's going to be fun.
She's hopeful.
Feeling good.
She's hopeful.
Keep
independent.
That.
Hey, right? Support me.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Happy day before Friday. Labor Day weekend around the corner. And let's be honest, what excites you the most about Labor Day weekend is that it's a three-day weekend, and most of you get to eliminate Monday.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
From your daily responsibilities, work, school, whatever, and that sounds amazing, right?
It feels like you get that three-day weekend, but really the bonus is that four-day week next week. So then it feels like you've got two holiday weekends.
It's a double goodie right there, right? Can you imagine this, though? They might do it here. I don't know if this goes well. In Colorado, right, this school district has actually slashed Mondays.
What?
They're like, we're slashing days. Monday,
fire
you're gone.
Fire sale on weekdays of the week. we can't get rid of them fast enough.
So basically, they have begun a four-day school week in Bryan, Colorado. Does that sound like a good idea, bad idea? Brian, what are your thoughts, bro?
Well, it sounds funny that it's coming from one of the states that legalized recreational marijuana first. Here's the thing. Like, as a former educator, I worked in teaching. I would love a four-day week, but that has nothing to do with the quality of the education. That has all to do with the quality of my life as a 23-year-old working as a kindergarten teacher. Like, I'm out on Mondays. But I think the problem is that we keep looking for ways to change the educational system. And that's not an area where I feel like it needs to be changed. Like, we need to work on standardized testing, make those more accurate for kids from all backgrounds.
Different cultures,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I also think that it puts a lot of pressure on parents to figure out what the hell to do with your kids on Monday, man. Your boss ain't giving you Mondays off.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like adults should be the one that should have Mondays off. Like, kids, they're young. They can handle it. They can get up early. Let them get the education, do the work that they need to do then. And now for us, I think us adults should have Monday off. Like, that makes more sense to me. A three-day weekend, universally, done.
All the parents listening to Chelsea right now, Chelsea for president! Kids go to school on Monday, we get it off. I love it.
Dude, it's like, education is two things. One, kids are learning and, you know, developing their brains and their critical thinking processes. But also, it's to prepare you for the real world.
Yeah.
And the real world, well, I don't know if it does, but it's supposed to. You're supposed, that's like what high school is supposed to do. Like, those things are supposed to, like, get on a routine. You have responsibility. You have reports to do. Is there a reason that I had to write a report on the country of Ireland as a senior in high school? No, I don't care about that. But it's because you need to meet deadlines. Mm-hmm. And no one is getting rid of Mondays. So imagine all these kids, this generation of kids who are right. like, I don't really do Mondays. Well, you're not working here, right. so yeah. beat it, Skippy.
So the reason why this school district in Colorado is doing it is it's basically a $1 million science experiment they're doing. And the move is designed to cut costs and, Brian, to attract teachers. Not only do you get summers off, but you okay. also get Mondays off. Come on over, right? So the parents are obviously concerned because, like, yo, what's up? We got to find daycare. So what they're doing is they're offering daycare for children 12 years and under for only $30 on Mondays for your kids. What? Is that a solution for that? I mean, $30 is pretty, it's a good deal.
It's an experiment? How yeah. pissed off would you be if the, like, if your kids go to school in that district and that experiment fails? Mm-hmm. Like, how mad are you going to be when your kids are like, oh, they're going to have to repeat that last year because we really screwed that experiment up about the no Mondays thing? That's ridiculous.
So we'll see where that goes and see if maybe it could spread across other states potentially, you know? I know parents wouldn't be happy with it, but Chelsea, I like your game plan.
Yeah, let's take off Mondays from now on. What
work,
do you think?
From work, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. I just want to bring up this fact and we're wrapped up with this. Bryan, Colorado, they're doing this experiment there probably because there's only 30,000 people that live there.
Right, and legalized marijuana.
Don't forget that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So we've talked about couples who get tattoos of each other and then break up, and then they're left with a permanent reminder of the ex, and it's just a mess.
Sounds like an awful idea. Yeah,
yeah, but this is a new take on that story, okay? Ready for this? So Pete Davidson has a tattoo inspired by his now fiance's ex-boyfriend.
Wait, what? Okay.
All right.
Okay. I love this. So Ari's ex is Detroit rapper Big Sean.
Yeah.
And apparently Pete's first tattoo was Swerve Life, which was written out on his leg and was inspired by Big Sean's song Mercy.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she's so thirsty.
Yeah. So Pete basically, him and his friend got the tattoo and he said they got it because they were like, yeah, Swerve Life, that's going to be a saying that lasts forever, right? And now it's just kind of hilarious.
Is this what it's come to with Pete and Ariana? Like, we're just like looking for things to try to talk about.
Yeah, in terms but this of is media. Hilarious.
It's funny. I just like, who cares?
I got a tattoo. I think it's great.
No, I
never
just,
give up.
I just think it's like a bad sign that we're already digging this deep on these two. It, like they met each other like 6 months ago. They got engaged like a week later. They've got like matching tattoos. He's got Swerve Life. I mean, how are we digging this stuff up? And this is not going to go well for them.
But exactly. I think that's why, like everything you just said, that's the reason why we're all so fascinated by them as a couple. It's crazy to me that they got engaged so quickly and, you know, and then.
Well, you know, when you're living the Swerve Life, that's what you do, Chels. You know what I'm saying? Get on it.
It just doesn't seem like this is going to go well for them.
All right, so the hacker who leaked all those nude photos of Jennifer Lawrence back in 2014 just got sentenced. His name is George Garofano, and it's kind of shocking, you guys. He actually only got 8 months in prison. You might remember he hacked the accounts of 240 other people and leaked the nude photos of Ariana Grande, Kate Upton, actress Kirsten Dunst. And the images were actually taken directly from their iCloud accounts. So pretty intense. But yeah, only 8 months for that.
What was the crime he committed? Hacking?
Hacking and then...
But is it illegal to post the nude photos? Is that like a law in cyber?
Well, because they're stolen.
Yeah, right. but sure. a stolen photo and a hack is a hack. It doesn't matter if you got, you know, pictures of them frolicking in a field with clothes on or not, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the exact...
Well, he's probably... Honestly, if he did all that hacking, he probably has a job waiting for him after he comes out of jail.
Right, iCloud's gonna be like, can you stop people from getting their naked pictures?
Exactly!
How about this, people? Stop taking naked pictures of yourself on your stupid phones. That's how you keep yourself from getting naked pictures leaked on the internet. Just stop doing that.
That's
just
not
fun. You cannot give me any advice.
Well, do you have. So what happened? Are you afraid of your iCloud getting hacked?
I mean.
Yeah! Someone's got pictures!
Doesn't everyone?
No.
Nope.
Lying.
Only Alex D, our social media director, agreed with
D.
you on that.
Okay.
She's like, yep. All right. Why do you keep them in your cloud?
I mean, they just kind of end up there.
No one knows how the cloud works. Yeah, the cloud just takes your stuff.
Honestly, yeah, it's not the smartest thing, but you know, it is what it is.
Chelsea,
it's just a part of our world.
It's a part of your world. Do you follow the rule though that you don't show your face when you take a nude?
Of course.
Okay.
All right, so you're verifying that you have nudes on your phone.
This is so awkward now. No, I didn't mean for this to go there, but
I feel really bonded to you right now.
Well, I keep it old school. I only do Polaroids.
I gotta admit,
I mail them
to
my girlfriend.
You tried to send your girlfriend a picture once, and she wasn't having it.
No,
right?
I tried to send her a shirtless picture, and all she did was critique the cleanliness of my bathroom.
Yes.
So that's the last time you're getting that.
That's awesome. So, anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up now because that was a little TMI for everyone. Oh, so.
Actually, that was the best part about this Chelsea report. Chelsea's cloud.
Oh, guys.
Cool. So for more on that kind of stuff, potentially, you can download the radio.com app and listen to us on our podcast anywhere.
Yes.
Anytime. How fun is that?
The Swerve Life. 9:06 in the morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. So we want you to start Labor Day weekend with a bang. Just real good. Your chance to win 4 passes to see Luis Fonsi at the LA County Fair this Saturday by playing your favorite game. Is he the father or not? Celebrity edition.
What? Who did we get to do that?
So we got to hang out with Jason Derulo, and we presented Jason Derulo with 3 different baby daddy scenarios from the Maury Povich show, and he had to guess if they were the father or not. So all you got to do to win is, if you can guess whether Jason Derulo got it right or wrong, 1 out of 3 times, you win the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That is a ridiculous easy contest.
Yeah.
I would make at least 2 out of 3. Edgar, you're too nice.
It's way easier than any of the games at the LA Fair, bro. For sure.
You'll get in, you'll never win one of those. Like when that basketball hoop is like just the exact size as the basketball.
Exactly, bro. My point. So,
you spend $80 to win a stuffed animal that costs 3 cents to make.
Yeah.
Caller 9, you get to play. 877-971-HITS is the number to call right now. Something really funny happened, though. When we were hanging out with Jason Derulo, telling him about that we're going to play Is He the Father game, he kind of spilled the beans on something that was maybe not meant to be, but check this out. This is a little game that we have, which is He the Father or Not? Don't worry, it's not about you.
We have some former women.
Yeah. I was like, damn, you been to Brazil, bro? Ooh, I got a couple situations. I feel like it's a Brazilian baby somewhere. I just like... For some reason, he dances and sings really well.
Some Portuguese right there. I love it.
Yes.
There it is. Don't worry. We don't have any special people on the line. Like,
all right. We got Maury Povich on the line.
Do you know Luana? Luana's a Brazilian chick name.
Oh, word.
I dated a Brazilian chick once.
Oh, cool. Once.
Oh, Edgar, let's get into that.
Yeah, for sure.
No, she was actually married and I didn't know, bro.
Oh,
it was crazy.
Wow.
Anyways, that's a different story.
I hate when that happens.
I've been there.
Oh, that was so funny, bro.
The old forgetting we're recording situation. Whoops.
We kept it rolling, baby. By the way, check out his new single. It's called Goodbye.
Baby, you know that it's time to say goodbye.
Coming up next, Is He the Father or Not? Celebrity Edition. Good luck. Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. You have a chance to win 4 passes to see Luis Fonsi.
Despacito.
Yes, the Vegas song from last year, Despacito. He's got tons more, like all kinds of crazy songs in Spanish.
Yeah.
Aquí estoy yo, just love songs. He's an amazing, amazing Latin artist.
He's got like a flow that seems like if you see him live, it's just going to sound like one entire kind of like remixed song doing all sorts of stuff.
And his love songs are amazing, bro. In Espanol.
Oh, every time he does, my heart flutters, skips a beat every time I hear him. Oh, man.
All right, so 4 passes to go see Luis Fonsi this Saturday at the LA County Fair. All you got to do is play your favorite game. Is He the Father or Not? Celebrity Edition. We presented Jason Derulo, who was hanging out with us this week, with 3 different baby daddy scenarios from the Maury Povich show, and he had to guess if they were the father or not. All you got to do to win is guess whether Jason Derulo got it right or wrong. You guess correctly 1 out of 3 times, and you win the tickets. It's that easy, all right? We got Diana from Northridge. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for listening to us, Diana. We love you, girl.
Yeah, we love you. All right. Love listening to you every morning.
Oh, thank you. Thanks,
yes, I love that you're speaking for a group of people.
Yes.
we love you.
But we love you too.
But you love Luis Fonsi way more, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course, duh. All right, here it is, girl. You got three chances to get one correctly. This is the first try where Jason Drew will try to guess if this dude's the dad or not. All right, here it goes.
I'm the best at this.
Oh, you think so? So here we go. So the first one, Jason Drulo. The dude's name is Patrick. And the title of his show on the Morning Post show is, I'm white, but that baby is too light to be mine.
Okay.
Here is his defense. You got to say if he's the father or not. Here you go.
I am not Patrick Jr.'s father. You probably can't tell, but I'm white, and that baby looks lighter than me. He must have been sleeping with a really white man to make a baby like that. Somewhere out there, there's a pasty white man looking for his child. She better go find it.
So good.
I think he's the daddy. He's trying to say that the baby's lighter than him, but I seriously doubt that.
All right. So Jason's saying he is the father. Do you think he got it right or wrong, Diana?
I think he got it wrong.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. He's saying he is the father. You're saying he got it wrong?
When it comes to four-month-old Patrick Jr., Patrick, you are the father.
I told you you were. I told you.
Jason Derulo, one for one right there.
Come on, baby.
Diana, he got it correct.
Oh.
I'm sorry. You still haven't guessed correctly on him, all right? Here's the second chance, Jason Derulo. Do you think he guessed it correctly or not? Here it goes. This dude's name is Patron, or in Spanish, it's a patron. The title of his show is, That Baby Looks Like a Clone of Your New Man. I'm definitely not the father. Here it is.
The only reason Asia is saying that I'm her child's father is because she want to be with me, and it's not going to happen. Leah don't look nothing like me. She looks just like the short, dark-skinned dude that Asia was sleeping with. Once the DNA results come back, the whole world is going to know that that's not my baby.
I think, bruh, is country as hell. but I think that is not his baby.
Mm. So he's not the father?
Yeah, because I kind of believe him when he says the baby looked like, bruh, that she was sleeping with. I trust him.
He
I trust him
not.
In my life.
They say he is not the father. Here we go. All right, Diana, he is saying he is not the father. Do you think Jason Drulo got it correct or wrong?
I think he got it wrong.
All right,
Let's
here
see.
We go.
In the case of one-year-old Aaliyah, Patron, you are the father.
Oh, I trusted you, Patron. Hey, don't we always trust Patron, and Patron lead us in the wrong direction?
He got it wrong, and you are
correct. Good job.
Woo! Diana, congratulations. You're going to go see this guy right here. Luis Fonsi live at the LA County Fair this Saturday. All right, who are you going to take with you?
Probably my husband.
Oh, cute.
If he acts right, yeah. Probably.
Yes, exactly.
That's right. All right, so tell him to get in his best behavior, because I bet he wants to see Luis Fonsi for sure. Thank you, amor, for listening to us. Have a great Labor Day weekend. All right, hang on. We'll give you all the details off the air.
Thank you.
All right, have fun, Diana. 97.1 Amp Radio. Be careful. Cardi B, let's go. Good morning.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Thank you for giving us another day. Do what we love. We got the dopest moment of the show for you right here, right now. And it goes again. 2 days in a row.
Wow.
To our little sis, Chelsea. Give it up for Chelsea, everybody.
Hey, thanks, guys.
She's been on fire this week.
I don't know if it's a good thing or...
Hey, fire is fire, as long as it's entertaining.
Lit. It's lit.
Yes, Chelsea gets the dopest moment for standing up. For those of you that save your nude pics on the cloud, all right? This is the moment she revealed that to us.
So the hacker who leaked all those nude photos of Jennifer Lawrence back in 2014 just got sentenced.
Ooh. Honestly, if he did all that hacking, he probably has a job waiting for him after he comes out of jail.
Right, iCloud's going to be like, can you stop people from getting their naked
pictures?
Exactly. How about this, people? Stop taking naked pictures of yourself on your stupid phones. That's how you keep yourself from getting naked pictures leaked on the internet.
And just that's not
fun. Give me any advice.
Well, are you afraid of your iCloud getting hacked?
I mean...
Yeah! Someone's got pictures!
Doesn't everyone?
No.
Nope.
Lying.
Only Alex D, our social media director, agreed with you on that. Why do you keep them in your cloud?
I mean, they just kind of end up there.
No one knows how the cloud works. Yeah, the cloud just takes your stuff.
Honestly, yeah, it's not the smartest thing, but you know, it is what it is.
Chelsea,
it's just a part of our world.
It's a part of your world. Do you follow the rule, though, that you don't show your face when you take a nude?
Of course.
Okay.
All right, so you're verifying that you have nudes on your phone.
This is so awkward now. No, I didn't mean for this to go there.
At least she's safe.
Yep. Gary Briggs is so disappointed right now.
By the way, just give a shout out to your dad real quick.
Let's not do that. But I am proud that I'm representing all the people out there that free the nipple or whatever they free. Good job, guys.
Hold on, we have a new dopest moment.
I would join you in the club of sending naked pictures, but the one time that I tried to send a naked picture to my girlfriend, she made fun of how dirty my bathroom was.
I love that. And we need to address the fact that Majestic also admitted to having nudes. So we're on the team.
DJ Majestic. He's a DJ. What do you expect?
Well,
of course he has nudes.
They came on his phone when he got his phone.
I do have them in different apps just ready to go in case I got to send them out. So.
They come built into Serato. The program he uses to mix.
Good stuff.
You got the bond for it's a dad joke?
Oh, I do.
All right, get ready for it.
All right.
Yeah, anytime I... Let me know when you're ready.
Ready, guys.
Anytime I try to send out nudes, people's antiviruses go off.
It's a dad joke!
Nailed it!
Nailed that.
Yes! Yes! I knew that was going
to
be a good
every
one.
Every time brings the dad jokes to the talk about nude photos. Great.
All right, cool deal, Chelsea. By the way, if you want an update on how Chelsea's date went last night with Mr. Serendipity...
There were no nude photos involved.
Check out our iCloud. No, check out our podcast. It goes up daily. Download the app radio.com. Look us up there and favorite 97.1 Amp Radio. Look us up as Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Listen, I'll summarize Chelsea's date last night. Okay. Serendipity.
Go, I want to hear your take on it.
A lot of sweat and a lot of awkward.
Oh,
get
he's
the
so
podcast.
Sweet. What a good person.
Show! Okay. All right.
Thanks, Mama Bean, for the hookup.
Coming up next, Jesse Ortiz taking over your radio. Thank you so much for giving us another day to hang out with you. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Not even nudes getting stolen from your cloud.
Well, that just would ruin your day.
It's spreading the joy.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!